It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, March 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. 2017 has not been Uber's year. By now, you've probably heard about accusations of sexual harassment from former employees, maybe the lawsuit with allegations over stolen intellectual property. And maybe now you've also seen CEO Travis Kalanick arguing with an Uber driver on video about cutting fares and its impact on driver earnings. Kalanick has now sent an apology for that last bit, saying, quote, "I need leadership help and I intend to get it." The company might also need some crisis management, and to learn more about that, we called up Andy Gilman. He's president and CEO of Comcore Consulting Group, which helps companies respond to crises. Andy, thanks for chatting. Tell me about your process.
Well, we often think about it, not the three R's of reading, write, and arithmetic, but first thing is you've got your initial reaction and what happened, gather some facts, take a second. Then you think about what's our response and what different channels do I need to respond in? Is it meetings? Is it using perhaps a YouTube video? Do I need to send another letter out? And then the third R becomes the reputation long-term of all the different things in addition to the tactics. Can we stem the customer losses? Are there ways to maybe provide an incentive to win them back? Other things like that.
How much of this is about Uber and how much is it about Kalanick?
You hope it's more about Uber than Kalanick, because when it becomes the issue of the CEO, then you've got a whole different equation. They should make it about their business. Now, that doesn't mean he shouldn't do things, because he's a very visible CEO and he's the one that made the comments to his own Uber driver. For a high-tech company, they should do something very low-tech, which is send him out on a tour. It's not an apology tour, more of a listening tour. He should go to the cities where they have the largest number of drivers. Find a place, it could be a hotel, it could be another meeting space, and meet with drivers and listen, have a conversation. I think the word gets around among the drivers that at least the guy came out and he talked with us. I think other things he should do, obviously he's got a board, he's got investors, he's got to work on multiple fronts. Are they going to change their culture? That won't happen overnight. Those things happen over time.
Is this that surprising? I mean, Uber's a pretty new company. Are these just growing pains? Is this a tech company issue or a young company issue?
I think it's young companies that also happen to be tech cultures. They're very aggressive, and aggressive companies will make mistakes again. And it's also so visible, because in the old days, something would happen and it might get spread around. But once you get this video and it goes viral, the next thing you know, everybody knows about it. So it gets magnified very quickly.
Andy Gilman, he is president and CEO of Comcore Consulting Group. Andy, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Simon Orgas, COO of the sports and tech website Sport Techie. Simon, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm all ready. Let's do it.
All right. 5 years.
5 years. Oh, Snapchat started 5 years ago.
Well played. You got it. So this is how old Snap is, obviously, or Snapchat, at least the company that is under those two monikers. And it's the biggest tech IPO since Alibaba, and it opened at $24 a share, which is pretty big deal. Lots of money. Dost thou Snap?
I'm a light Snap user, but it's amazing how things have changed in, you know, a year, 18 months.
It's popping off. All right, what do you got for me?
12 million subscribers.
12 million subscribers. Watch the top-rated esports player on Twitch.
That's probably accurate as well. It's 12 million is the reported number of subscribers ESPN has lost in the past 6 years.
Whoa.
With people shifting to social media and Facebook Live and all the other digital platforms.
Did you grow up on ESPN?
I did, before smartphones and before hearing about everything instantly. You know, you come home and you watch SportsCenter to see which teams won and which players had a big game. That was definitely my childhood.
All right, I got a vague number for you, but its vagueness is important. One significant amount.
One significant amount. That is pretty vague.
This is the vague but pretty telling asking price for a trip around the moon
SpaceX founder Elon Musk announced this week that two private citizens had paid a significant amount to be flown to the moon and back in one of the company's spaceships. Let me ask you this. If you were offered that, you know, not being a trained astronaut, going into space sounds pretty intense.
I've been skydiving, and like that was fun. So I think I would do it. All right, what do you got for me?
1,500 hours.
1,500 hours is the amount of sit-ups you have to do to get a six-pack.
1,500 hours, Twitter will stream esports content in 2017.
It's always sad to me to learn. I'm way past the age that I could play any pro sport. And that includes esports.
Well, it's definitely not something that, you know, you can play Super Mario Kart for a couple hours a week and then, you know, try out for your local esports competition. it's elaborate, just like any other sports training and getting to the highest level.
Simon Ogis, he is the co-founder and COO of Sport Techie. Simon, thanks a lot for playing Tally with me.
Thanks. It was fun.
And Nintendo's new Switch video game console comes out today. Reporters have already learned that the game cartridges, like the actual games you put into the Switch, taste bad if you put them in your mouth. Why am I telling you this? Well, the cartridges have been covered with a bittering agent to discourage kids from putting the cartridges into their mouths, which has only encouraged reporters to put the cartridges in their mouths. What can I say? We're a rare breed. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.